Has anyone got the casualty score for this DIY domestic terrain war? Just as to how much blood and gore is being spilled and spent at the hardware store. This home improvement DIY movement, where people with no idea are being encouraged to self-harm at Wix and IKEA. Hang a door, lay a floor. You may as well hand out a grenade or give a chimpanzee a chainsaw. Any type of tool in the hands of every type of fool will fast become a suicidal ridicule. Sounds so simple. DIY. Say it again as one word. Die. Come on, you may as well go to the die store and buy yourself a weapon of war. And then engineer your own death. One slip from the ladder, one wrong move, there you be, broken, bleeding, gasping your last breath. Give it a damn course, slap on a bit of plaster, quick little rewire. Oh my God, the house is on fire. Still, we try. Why? Because ours is not the reason why, ours is but to DIY. The buffoon's booby trap, where paintings become percussion caps. Landmines are made from molecats. How hard could it be? Piffling little job, darling. You leave that one to me. Famous last words. A loud scream. His death. Oh, it all seems so surreal, serene. How many times have we watched loved ones go into the shed, only to be then rushed into A&E, hemorrhaging the hemoglobin on a code red? 50 years of war, promoted by the hardware store. Millions maimed and thousands dead. You can watch the cartoon, right said Fred. You can see it from your hospital bed. So when you say, I'm going to do some DIY, say it again slowly. I am going to die.